It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And as always, a flashback on a Monday morning brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, December is here. 24 days away from the big day. I did not anticipate going into the show we'd be doing it this early, but is it ever too early for a little, well, to the year?
1994!
Rob a King!
Hallelujah, everybody say cheese.
Now!
Merry Christmas from the
valley. The Christmas season can begin. 94! Yeah. Can you believe 1994? That's when the world got Merry Christmas from the family. It came out initially, or as Wikipedia states it, Merry Christmas from the Family is a holiday song written by alternative artist Robert Earl Keen. So evidently he should be on like Alt 1037 or something.
I was going to say, Robert Smith would be so proud.
Wow. Anyway, the Texas Red Dirt music icon, Robert Earl Keen. Song first came out 1994, the landmark, if you don't own it, get it, Gringo Honeymoon album. And then the live version a couple years later on the number 2 Live Diner. Also, if you don't own it, get it. And then subsequently, well, it just kind of then spurred a life of its own. And it all basically just came out of R.E.K., who grew up in the Houston area. In fact, he said he didn't see snow at Christmas time until he was like 30 years old out there on the road. And he basically just wrote this one while he was stuck at a holiday family get-together.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Popped up one of the little pop-up chairs and just put it to the side there at the, you know the deal, at the assembly hall there at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Just tried to stay in the shadows and started humming it inside of his head. So maybe the names were changed to protect the innocent, but knowing R.E.K., they probably weren't. Anyway, he wrote the song really just to kind of get his juices flowing, because he had another album, well, Gringo Honeymoon, that he was getting ready. He knew he needed songs for. So he said, all right, I'll write this little funny one as a novelty thing just to kind of, you know, nothing serious will come of it. Old boy did it. It's now a Christmas staple, not just here, but all the way around the country. In fact, long ago when I was in Charlotte, we played it. And then there were other versions. Montgomery Gentry came out with one. Mark Chestnut did it justice, certainly. And he'll do it live every now and then. But for R.E.K., he came out with, well, a sequel to the song. And then there was a book that followed it. And basically, it put him in a limelight that he never thought he'd be in. In fact, R.E.K. says, this song made me the Jimmy Buffett of December.
Boom!
Here we go. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese!
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk.